The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
No one cares.
I'm telling myself.
No one cares.
Still gotta listen to me.
No, I don't really.
Care or not.
I really don't, dude.
Then turn your mic off.
Welcome, everyone, to the Fat Signal. And today we're talking about five things you would bring to the zombie apocalypse.
And we're whispering because Josh is hiding right now.
I'm whispering because the zombies might hear us.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of got that. Oh, yeah, we're talking zombies. Yeah, the apocalypse.
We're talking I hope I run into Roth and Tim.
Yeah, if I run into Roth and Tim as zombies, I'm going to make them my pets. Yeah.
I'll outrun you.
You're a zombie.
I'll outrun you.
I said if I run into you as a zombie, I'm going to make you my pet. So it's okay. I'll feed you. What is it that you eat? Tamales and shit? I'll feed you tamales every day.
Your brain. You're zombie food, bro. You cannot outrun a zombie.
What I'm carrying, stamina is not a problem. I don't need to worry about stamina and running from shit.
So today we're basically going to be choosing five things that they would bring to a zombie apocalypse. Right off the bat, food and survival items. We kind of like kick that out for the most part because, I mean, that's an entire survival subject. So this is for the zombie apocalypse only. So in this scenario, you have an infinite amount of food and water, and you're basically just trying to get from point A to point B. So that's how we're testing our items.
That's a lock.
Did we establish it's like a video game and the zombies are dropping in rounds of ammunition for no reason?
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about ammo. So all the zombies you kill for whatever reason have ammo.
Do I need to run? No. Especially with the shit I'm bringing.
They don't know anything about this scenario. So basically it's going to be the zombie outbreak is airborne. Boo and Roth are in two separate locations in this scenario. They don't know each other, so they just happen to be going through the same thing at the same time.
Family's f-ing dead.
All your family's dead, but
nice.
Your blood is the key to humanity's survival. So
there's no running, Roth.
Yeah, you're not going to get infected.
And I didn't even know this until right now.
Damn, that changes everything.
But Roth, I always anticipated stamina not being an issue.
Like, if we started adding characteristics of a person, that would kind of change it all. Because that would basically mean, like, how fit am I for an apocalypse? Because obviously, I don't think any of us
I'm
work
sorry,
out,
I'm right? not a
fat signal.
Try
we
that
a signal for a reason.
It's in the name.
Rob, if you put stamina in the ears, then that's cool. You're outrunning me. That's nice. But while you're running, I'll get to the same destination 10 times less tired.
We were talking about me and Tim being zombies chasing you.
No, I said if I ran into you, and I'd make you my pets. That's not hard with what I got.
Wouldn't happen, bro. Wouldn't happen.
How do you know? You're mindless.
Not all zombies are mindless.
all I got to do is throw a rock into a corner and you and Tim are running that way.
Depends on what kind of zombie I am. There's like 57 fucking types of zombies.
Okay, Rod, so what are you saying? You're an intelligent zombie. You're just going to label yourself an intelligent zombie
like
that?
Not even. You could be one of the fast ones or one of the bloated ones or one of the mushroom ones.
Okay, Roth, if you're going to label yourself that, then who has to not me not label myself some super-ass smart survival some Navy SEAL if we're labeling ourselves shit, we're not.
This is you, too.
This is you, too, Roth.
I'm not saying that could be any zombie. I could be one of the stupid ones, too. Just walk around aimlessly.
Exactly. But like I'm saying, though, come on, bro. You can't sit there and throw narratives. And then when I throw them now, they're all of a sudden, it's me. Mine's got to stay the same. Come on, bro. Go on, Josh. This is already lost the narratives of the zombie shit, bro.
All right. So you got an RV full of food. The dog, you got all the food and water you need. You don't need anything else. You only have enough room for five things, right? Like your inventory. As long as it can fit in an RV, you can take it. Your RV's, it's a big ass, you know, A class, weighs 60,000 pounds. It's way over the load. So it's going to take you an entire day to get from your town to the safe zone. So
what kind of RV is one of them balling ass rich ones, or is it a rental RV?
No, it's an A class, 40 foot, big ass, $200,000 RV.
So I can smuggle a Can-Am in there. So there's a Can-Am in that bitch.
You can tow it if you theoretically, yeah.
Shit, even a doom buggy will fit in that shit.
There's thing with that thing. So like I'm saying, stamina,
I don't know if you'll use
again,
it.
exact. But stamina is not an issue at this point, really.
Nah. Again, influence on character.
Now, quick question.
Yes, sir.
Do we pick our own dogs? Because there's dogs you don't want to have during the survival.
The dog is basically something that could kill a zombie. It's a large dog. I didn't
so
pick a breed.
Corso. So
yeah,
Cane Corso.
Yeah, I thought Cane Corso, German
like
Shepherd,
wolfhound, wolf,
Belgian Malinois, you know, all those
Cane
large
Corso,
breeds.
Ralph. Let me just tell you this, Ralph. You want to go Cane Corso or you want to go Tibetan Mastiff? They're pack wolf killers.
Right.
If I was, I would have went wolf too or husky, but then I went above them. That's some shit. I need some beast shit, like a Cane Corso or a Tibetan Mastiff. And those are wolf killers.
That's nuts, considering how big wolves are.
Are you in a big city or small city?
You're on the outskirt of a big city. Like, think like you're in like Castaic, and you're about to go to Bakersfield.
Okay, so we're at the
who's the president? Is it Biden or Trump?
It's neither. It's actually a super far right woman who's pro Nazis.
So we're
no, they're all dead. Yeah,
she's
there's no
befriending
government.
All of their.
Like,
right
it's
now.
Apocalyptic. The government doesn't matter. All like right, everyone's already dead.
And this one is Biggie, Tupac, and Eazy-E still alive.
Biggie and Tupac actually roam the Central Valley of America, like Kansas and Oklahoma, in mechs, and they just kill zombies.
I like that. One more thing.
Uh-huh.
Do I, in the process of this trip, run into Roth? And Tim is zombies at some point and have the decision to kill them or not.
No, unfortunately not. I'm sorry. I'm
telling
sorry.
You, bro. I already had it as a question. Because you this is donezo. Strapping grenades to your fucking throats.
He's like, and then I teabag him.
Yeah, bro. That's after I'm bored with you, bro. Keep you on the side of the RV dragging you.
No legs and shit.
If I make it to a safe zone with you, you guys are experiments for to test on.
So what are your guys' items?
Oh, hold on. Before we go, I got one rant. I got one rant I got to say that just kept bugging me. TV commercials. Roth, remember when TV commercials had actors that you didn't know?
Yeah.
That you didn't know about. And
later on, you'd see them in TV and shit.
You bitch-ass actors doing credit card commercials and Nissan commercials taken away from actors that are trying to be where you are.
No, I hear you. I feel that completely.
I get that, yeah.
Another one, Samuel Jackson, you're a great actor. I love you. But don't try to appeal to me about credit when we know your credit is white man credit.
Yeah. Like, I gotta go to 900.
Yeah, that's you're possible? Talking about credit and 15% approval and fucking buy cash back and all that stupid shit.
I do gotta side with Shaq being the insurance guy. My general.
That's another one. That one's funny because that general shit was just the goddamn CGI. You ain't taking nothing from him.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Hart's doing fantasy draft commercials for FanDuel.
Oh, is he? That's not airing over
for
here.
For DraftKings.
That's not airing over here.
Commercials about gambling.
All right, let's get this started. Roth, let's hear the five things you're going to bring.
Okay, so I got a machete that's coming with me that's sharp as... You got to cut their heads off just in case something, you know, is in the way and you got to do something. I got a Gatling gun.
I ain't getting that close.
That's just in case you do have to. But I got my Gatling gun in the back.
You're
going to
carry
from Terminator,
the Gatling gun?
The one from Terminator.
You're going to...
The hand one. The mini
you're
going
to carry that.
The mini machine gun?
You're
yeah,
going to walk around and carry that.
You're not carrying it. You're in a car. I could literally set up the...
So it's mounted on your car.
Yeah, I can literally just mount it and that's it. It's set.
Okay, let's say it's mounted.
So it's mounted on your car then?
It's mounted, yes. It's absolutely mounted.
So it's mounted.
Yes.
All right, that's important.
This is important because here's why. Is that mechanism, you push a button from the inside to trigger the gun? And
exactly,
right?
So you can go to 360.
Yeah, you don't have, there's no AI targeting.
Yeah, so there's no taking that off. There's no taking that off when we get on foot.
There's no taking it off. It's staying on the RV. That's just staying on the RV.
It's on the RV.
On my hand, just in case I have to leave the RV, I got a shotgun with me. I figured three weapons and I'm good to go. After that, a first aid kit, just in case something happens. And then I was thinking, you know, that's the thing. The rations are already taken care of. The water's already taken care of. All that shit's taken care of. So it's just literally, I'm bringing some music, some tunes to bump while I'm on the way.
Nice, dude.
Those are my five.
All right, Boo, let's hear your five.
I got an M60E6.
LMG, right?
That is LMG. Yeah. That's the newest version of the M60 that the Navy SEALs use.
It's a very, very nice weapon.
Very reliable gun. Don't need the Gatling after that, Big Roth. The Bundle M24 grenade. That's the most explosive and most powerful hand grenade in the planet.
So I'm assuming you just have like a grip of them, right?
Grip of them.
No launcher, okay. Just by hand?
Show them what an M24 grenade looks like.
Is it one of those smart grenades and shit?
Roth, perfect for what zombie apocalypse is needed.
Just dropping them up in crowds and shit.
This looks like it's from a video game, dude.
That is the most powerful hand grenade, the most powerful hand explosive. So the M24 grenade, you're locked in with that. You could throw that bitch after lightning, the explosive zombies are run that way.
You like that bitch or just toss it?
You like that bitch, bro.
That's wild.
Hang on. And then the Pelican case 1660.
With what inside?
Every hardcore drug you can imagine. All the Joker's drugs. All that shit. Coke, meth, heroin, bud, uppers, downers, molly, lean, Percocets, all that shit.
Okay.
Just to for what?
Crack. Oh, this is going to need that when we get to the safe zone. There's a lot of bartering. There's a lot of bartering I'm going to be getting away with. I got perks. What? You got perks?
I'll give you my family. Let me have that shit.
You cause a drug epidemic. Everyone dies anyways.
They're all zombies anyway. They're just not eating brains.
Got all the good the safe zone, because he's going to want that shit once we hit the safe zone. He's just going to want weed. Just gonna want all that shit. The way my drug case is gonna be is just like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Mescaline, heroin, shrooms.
What happens if you run out of drugs and like everyone's addicted? No more.
They could be addicted. Sorry, you better grow some shit. Damn. You didn't see the seeds in that weed.
You see the size of the motorhome he's taking. You could take quite a bit of drugs in that shit, dude.
Bro, I'm telling you, it's gonna be cracking. I'm the man. Now, Pokemon Go.
Why?
Gotta get my shinies and my perfect steel.
What if the servers are down?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, what if there's no internet? Like, the servers are down.
So GPS don't work. None of that.
Yeah. So you have an app that like floats in the air with no phone. Then I'm assuming,
okay,
right?
Fine. We'll replace Pokemon Go with motherfucking hand Purell sanitizer.
Fair. It'll stop. I mean, I get it.
And now I gotta make up another fifth one.
What happened to your ride?
I don't want the Can Man. I don't want the Can Man. Ralph, like I said, what I'm bringing and the family's dead, I'm having fun killing.
Boo kills more than zombies.
I kill that I think are zombies.
That aren't. He turns them into zombies. Shit.
I might have killed a couple that had the antidote just like me. I seen them get bit and just popped them off. Didn't even think.
Well, he would have turned a long time ago. I'm surprised he was still alive.
He must have been like me. Yeah. Oh, no. Take away the dog food. Take away the dog food.
Okay.
And put a lighter.
There's a stove inside.
Huh?
He's got a hand sanitizer. You just...
Exactly. The hand sanitizer.
At that point, you could just take a flamethrower.
Personally, I'm not making any fires. That brings attention. I mean, you know what I need the lighter for? My blunts and my M60 and my M24s.
In this little scenario, I kind of had to like rank your guys's your items that you had. So like, we're basically going to be doing it like D&D style by rolling a D20, right? That'll kind of like give you your score on whether you fail or succeed in like the scenario that you're given, right? So your items, right? So I don't know. Do you guys want to know the modifiers that are added to it? Like how much it's adding to the dice?
I ain't gonna understand it even if you do it.
Okay. No, that's fair.
Cheers. Cheers. Good luck to your apocalyptic shit. Hope you survive. I know I am, because I got drugs to sell.
Yes, you do. You have drugs to take, drugs to sell. Just to let you guys know, in between your scenarios, Roth. Okay, you guys both have 10 health. Roth, you have a first aid kit that you can use to heal yourself for 3.
Oh, dude, I'm dead, dude. Definitely. And Roth got the goddamn cheat code.
In between the rounds, you gain 2 health back if you get hurt. Okay. If you get hurt. Like, it's all not, right,
let's
it's not...
do this. Josh, right. I like this. I like this. Let's do this.
And then, Boo, you can heal for 1 health if you take drugs in between your scenarios.
Hella drugs.
Yeah, so you can
heroin.
Get up.
Hella yeah. drugs.
It's like, well, bro, you figure it's like, oh, they cigarette. Have something.
Just opposite.
Bro, you know what I'm saying?
Wasn't there a video game like that shit that you could take drugs to fucking get better?
Yeah, it was called Narc.
All right, so, Roth, you're going to get the first scenario. So, you just finished pumping gas, and as you're getting ready to head out, your
is
dog...
Is he pumping ass or gas?
Both at the same time.
Sweet.
Ass Pause. And gas at the same time.
Male or female?
Both. At the
Transgender?
Same time.
Get it, Josh. Get
Trans,
it, Roth.
Male, female.
Get it, Roth.
And Roth, 4 time. People.
I guess
that
so.
That fool said, f*** it, I'll eat it all. I'm eating all of it.
I didn't say I was eating anything.
Heard.
I didn't say I was eating anything.
I thought I heard said... I swear I heard said, f*** it, I'm eating all of it.
I didn't
all
say right, eat anything.
So you just finished anything. Pumping gas, you're ready to bounce, and then your dog just darts into the storefront of the gas station.
Mother
I'm shooting him.
Instead of chasing after him, you go to the front of the RV to get one of your items. What do you bring with you?
Oh, I'm grabbing the shotgun.
You take your shotgun, go into the store, and standing right in front of you is Nick Frost from Shaun of the Dead. That's the tubbier dude of the two, if you guys remember.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a zombie. He's standing there. Your dog darts out and you're stuck in there with him and he just starts going right after you. What do you do next?
So hold my ground and take one shot to the dome.
So you attack him. 5.
Is he a zombie?
He's a zombie. Yeah, he's... Okay.
Is this going to be the same story as me?
No, it's not. It's different.
I was going to bring a blunt in there with me to go see the dog. So I'd have been done.
No, dude.
I'm just saying, I'd have been, you'd have been like, where are you going? What item are you going to bring? A blunt? And then I'll be like, where are we at? Come on, let's roll.
All right, he's slow, so he's really easy to kill. Like, I don't know if you guys remember that movie, but those zombies.
They were very slow.
So he lunges towards you, but you're able to get the first move. You shoot him, you kill him. You go back to the RV and you continue your journey.
Okay.
All right. That's the end of scenario 1. So you passed, right? You have a shotgun.
Cool.
Shotgun worked really well. All right. Boo, you're scenario 1. You finish pumping gas. You go into your RV and there's a zombie from the 70s Dawn of the Dead in there groaning and moaning at you. What do you do? You're in the RV. So, you know, you have everything at your disposal pretty much.
He's in the RV?
He's in the RV in the back, right? You just walked in. You're looking at him. He's there. All your shit's right in the front, right? You got your M60.
I'm not grabbing anything. I'm just going to literally force him to come out the RV, chase me around. He can chase me around the RV. I'm going to get in my RV and drive off.
So you run out of there, right? He latches onto your shoulder with his mouth as you're leaving the RV. He hits you for 5 damage, but you're able to kick him out and drive off.
Cool.
So you took a little damage.
My life is damaged.
So in between, right now, Boo, you had 5. I would take some drugs and patch up.
Not right now.
No?
Can I stack it?
You can only take 1 in between each scenario. So you
Right, but
you,
I could stack.
It won't stack. So you can't use 2 next one.
So then I'm gonna take right now. What time is it?
Right now, it's the morning.
I'll take 2 bumps of coke to get me to 8.
All right, so you took some, but you're all right. You're all right.
I'm flying right now. I didn't made 50 miles in about 20 minutes.
Without the RV.
Without the RV.
He's on some cocaine. Yeah, he's far away.
I'm dipping.
And there's no cops to stop you, nobody to worry about. Nah, you're gone. You're gone.
True.
RV, if it's a souped up RV, you probably can hit 100.
You're over the payload, so that thing's like scraping, the sparks you're on going coke, up.
When you're on drugs, you don't give a fuck about these things. You should see some of the tweaker mobiles that are out there. I got 8 points because I took a bite on the shoulder plex.
You're chilling. All right. So scenario.
I'm coked out. I'm 50 miles away now. 20 minutes later. No. It's like as soon as I get to a certain stop, I happen to run into somebody in your scenario. You hear my buzz go. I roll down my window. What's up, buddy? Were you everything good? How are you today? Everything good? Everything good? Everything great? Huh? How are you today? How are you today? Everything's awesome, dude. And he's like this. He's like this, dude. And it's like, and then he's like, you got, and then I pull out dollar bill rolled up like a straw. And then I just offer it at that point. You want a bump, bro? They're like, nah. They're like, nah, then fuck you then, bro. I start getting offensive. And they don't want
I was going to invite you in the RV, but now you.
Yeah, I'm going to invite you. Right, you're not cool, bro. And I'm, you hear the fucking air brakes unleash. And I take off.
No, dude, Boo's like coked out driving, right? He sees like a zombie. He's like this, like hands. He's like,
It's too cold. But one of my gifts, one of my things that I knew I would make money on if I brought it to the safe zone was 3 PlayStation 5s with all the games.
You rent them out?
No, I would have sold them to 2 rich there because there's going to be rich in the safe zone that want to ball out.
They rob you.
So what's money going to be worth?
Definitely happening. No, Roth, I've given this scenario to a bunch of people at work and they're like, but money's no problem there. Bartering is going to be big.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
You're going to have something I want.
I mean, you don't really have to worry about a place to stay. You got a badass RV that's probably more comfortable than everybody else's place.
Exactly.
I thought about it. I was like, dude, why would you put yourself in like something shitty? Like you just spent a month like, you know, getting supplies and shit, all this food. Like, why would you have like a bucket?
But all right, I guess give me the next scenario because Rob shit tripping. Go ahead.
All right. So your second scenario. You're halfway there. You've been on the road for half of the day and there's a roadblock. You can't go around it because you're fully loaded and you'll destroy your RV if you try going off-roading. And you can't ram it because it's too thick and you'll just destroy your RV. So you end up getting outside of your vehicle and turning the corner and you see there's an opening. So you can't take your RV through it because it drops off. And if you back up, like, you're going to be screwed if there's no opening. So you go check it out on foot. It's you and your dog. Before you go, you're going to take something with you. What do you take?
M60.
All right. So you take your M60, turn the corner, and it's open. But what you notice is that there's 3 zombie dogs from Resident Evil staring you down.
Spray them like there's no tomorrow.
You spray them like there's no tomorrow. All right. So you need a 10. You got a +5 for the machine gun because it's OP as you roll and you get a 16. So you massacre them, you mow them down, you kill every single one of them.
Come on, that's a given. Might have shot the King Corso if he got close. I ain't risking shit with nobody.
Yeah, so that was an easy one. I mean, even though if you didn't have that, they're really strong animals, right?
I'll murder them bitches, bro. I'm not gonna sit there and try and pet them or definitely not try to put them part of my King Corso pack.
Can you imagine if you're able to train them?
Rambo, slow motion.
I love the entire clip of one person.
Oh, your back, Roth?
It was 3 zombie dogs he killed.
Done. Rolled 16. On to the next one.
All right, Roth. So your second scenario, you're halfway there, and there's something in the distance off to the side that you can see, and it's getting closer. It ends up being a zombie tiger from Army of the Dead. This thing starts attacking the side of your RV, right? It's locked on there. So you slam on the brakes. It jumps off. Now what do you do?
I push the button on the Gatling gun. It's done.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That was done. A given.
It is zoning in on it and it's done.
It's gold that you picked that because I didn't like this was already set up and then you said Gatling gun.
I'm like, bro, it wouldn't even made it if his Gatling gun's on point. That bitch wouldn't have been able to even lock on. Mid-air, it would have been...
So you needed a 10. You rolled a 14. You killed it. All right. So basically, You're able to successfully defend yourself against the tiger and you continue your drive.
Woo! Get Rob's scenario in before he loses internet service. Hurry up, right. Dude.
All right, so Rob's third scenario, dude, you're at the safe zone. It's a compound. The only way in is this little security office that says decontamination. Before you get out of the RV, you got to grab some stuff with you. What are you taking?
Taking the machete and the shotgun.
You leave. All right. So you get out of the RV. You go through the front office. It's dark inside and you hear someone crying. You get closer to the crying sound and it ends up being the witch from Left 4 Dead.
That's why I startled her. Ass, don't go. She's crying. I'm turning around and dipping, bro. I'm not crying. You're crying in a zombie. Crying. I'm gone.
But he's at
bro.
The safe zone. So, you know, what do you
care. I have two choices. Either I'm going to take the machete and fucking drive it right down the goddamn forehead of this bitch, or I'm blowing its head off like the first zombie.
Roth, you scare me, Roth. You scare me a lot.
I told him I'm on a, it seems so I'm on a kamikaze why. Run. My family's dead. You I'm on a see, kamikaze
no, no,
run.
No, I'm looking at it. You want to get personal with your killings. When a nigga uses
yeah, I
a
do.
Machete.
I want to see how close to death I can get and make it out alive.
That's weird. I just can't get personal with that. That's too personal.
But it's with the same scenario. My family's dead.
Like when a nigga choking out, that's as close as you can get personal.
I am not going to touch one of them I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna.
You might as well with the machete. You act like this bitch is gonna sit there and get.
It's a 24 inch to 36 inch blade.
Go ahead. All right, now, are you a professional with the machete? Are you just?
All you gotta do is swing them.
Niggas out there, they
just gotta swing it.
Okay, so you're an amateur. He's going as an amateur. So do you think they're just gonna sit there and let you?
I am not.
That bitch is gonna do a swipe.
Samurai
like this.
And shit.
That bitch is gonna do a swipe move like this on you. You're done right in front
then
of the
I'll
safe zone.
Blow her brains out instead. Like I have the option.
Stop
I have both.
Exactly. Thank you. Stop getting close and personal with these.
But a shotgun too. You have to be kind of close to them too. You can't be that far away.
First off, Roth wants to go hand in hand combat with an entity that he knows nothing about, and a spiritual level and a weird physical demonic level. This Roth wants to pull out a machete.
Mayan blood's coming out and shit, and I'm ready to do this. Let's do this shit.
You're in there. She's startled. She's rushing you. What do you do?
I'm caught.
You said it
go.
Already. Machete. He said machete.
No, he has a machete
I said,
and a shotgun.
I had two options. I said.
What are you going to use then?
I'm going to shotgun her.
Yeah,
you're going to shotgun
better.
Her? All right.
Because if I can't blow her brains off, at least I can slow her down and get another shot in again.
If he's if you're talking to witches from like God of War type status.
No. The witch from Left 4 Dead is kind of like it, like it's
she's
like a
witch.
Woman, right, in her underwear, and she's like, if you get near her and you make noise, like she'll come after you, and she basically has like really long like claws, so she like jumps on you and like beats the shit out of you, and usually okay. someone has to save you. They're very okay. strong.
If I was there, Rafa, I'd throw you an M2 phone. Finish that bitch off real quick.
Wouldn't that take me
the
out too?
OP.
The hey. Run, bro! All you guys
can run,
dude.
Run.
You
what?
Know why? You know, two
phone. They're gone.
All right, dude. So this is kind of bad. So you rolled a one.
Oh,
right?
He's
you had
dead,
plus
nigga.
Four. Now he's not dead. All right. So this is what happens. She lunges at you, pins you to the ground, and starts viciously swiping at you.
I didn't get a shot off.
Yeah, you missed. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. Now, remember what Bill Burr said? Shout out to Bill
happens.
Burr. You see them guns in movies all the time, sir? They always miss. Pow, pow, they hit everything. In real life, you miss some, son.
Especially with the pistol.
That's why, I didn't get it. That's why I didn't take a pistol. I took a shotgun.
That's why I took an M60. Just spray and pray.
Dude, your dog rips her off of you, right? You're able to get one in and kill her, but you take 6 damage. So you're at 4, but you're still alive. You were able to make it in the safe zone, and you
and
saved
I got my
the
first
world.
Aid kit.
Dad limping.
Yeah, he's just all covered in blood.
No, but I got my first aid kit. I got my cheat code.
All right, so Roth, you succeeded. The shotgun is honestly really OP. Like when it comes to zombies, it's easy to aim. It's powerful.
Anybody can use it.
You slow them down. If anything, you can slow them up down if you can get that second shot in.
All right, now, so what's my scenario to try to get to this safe house with this drugs I got?
All right, dude, so you're still coked the fuck out.
I'm there already. What's up, bitch? I already passed her. I heard crying children. Walk right past that shit. I'm not even engaging.
He didn't even hear her. So he fucking walked so fast.
Yeah, I didn't even hear. I'm so coked out, I think it is the coke.
He thought it was him crying.
That's not real.
I'm walking like that. All right, yeah, whatever.
So it's nighttime. You got to the safe zone. You can see in the distance that there's someone walking towards you. You know, you think it's a person, right? Because you're by the safe zone and they're walking like a person. But when you get closer, it ends up being an alpha male Darkseer, which is from I Am Legend, if you guys remember.
The smart ones. Mm-hmm.
It's the smart ones. And as you get close to him and you realize what it is, he shrieks for his horde. All of a sudden, a giant horde comes out and they start attacking the entrance. And he comes right after you, right?
And that's the one that was in love with the other chick, right?
The one at the end who's there.
Yes.
Very strong, though.
That shriek throws you off, too.
Yeah, it could throw these M2 foes off. All right, so you're
in your RV. He's coming at you. You're going to do something about it or else he's going to just kill you. So what do you do?
Okay, I go into my drug case.
All right.
Yeah, I'm pulling out the pookie.
You need something that's going to keep you fucking super strong. No, probably dude, angel dust. Like Rodney King.
I'm going to do some angel dust.
You might disassociate, though.
I'm going to do a wet daddy. I'm going to do a wet daddy. You know what a wet daddy is, Josh?
I'm looking it up. A wet daddy? A sloppy daddy? Hag daddy? Moist daddy?
It's a wet daddy, with angel dust.
A wet daddy?
Someone who gives head to women?
No. A wet daddy is a cigarette dipped in, I think, sherm.
Oh, I thought that's a sherm stick.
That's what it is. They call it a wet daddy, too.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, God.
I'm going to take a sherm stick and have fun with these M2 foes.
So Boo exits the RV. He's got a grenade in each hand.
And a wet daddy in my mouth.
Wet daddy in his mouth. But he's butt naked standing there in the dark.
That's what a wet daddy would do to you. That motherfucker had you like Chris Tucker Friday. Oh, my God.
He has the lighter in his mouth, rips it off on his arm, lights it, burning, lights them, tosses it. You kill the Darkseer. You successfully end his life.
There's a casualty to that. Once I get into the safe house, they couldn't control me. And they had to hold me down. And I had to go to jail for about 2 weeks. Lost my drug.
Until he came down.
You swear they're going to get him back to me all intact. And it's just me and my RV and my Cane Corso is there. That's it.
They probably took the dog too, bro.
They took Cane Corso too. Because that's what the sherm stick going to do to me. Sherm stick going to have me wanting to fuck up some mo shit. And like, yo, bro, you can't fuck up the safe house now. The safe zone.
Let's blow some shit up, guys.
Yeah, I'll be on safe zone news and all kind of shit. They've been hearing about me. Heard about that Boo? Yeah, the who fought off the zombies at the shit. But after. And that on that sherm. That was on that sherm, bro.
He's like in the middle, like butt naked still, like they didn't want to dress him.
After I'm out of jail, they give me some money and shit because I did save them anything, and I go to the local drug dealer there and they sell me my own shit.
It's like the whole reason was for them to like use your blood to like create a vaccine, right? To heal zombies. But like when they heal the zombies, they're high as
They're looking at this like, do we really want to use this guy's shit? They're like, what do you mean the council's talking? They're like, listen here, guys. He was in front of us using sherm sticks. What the f*** was he using when we weren't watching this?
He's still naked. He's still naked, first off.
Listen here, guys. We're 3 days in and it's still pacing in the motherfucking cell butt naked.
Talking himself. Chirping like a chicken.
Two dudes in scrubs like, wait, we're supposed to poke him? Like, how?
When we went and tried to get blood from the said, I am God, not G-O-D, G-A-W-D. The said G-A-W-D. So God. He wasn't God.
I'm God.
Like, it was a little scary, bro. And he had Timberlands on.
Only.
That How do you get blood from a that's on Sherm with just Timberlands on, butt naked?
And how the hell are you going to pants off with the shoes are tied?
With red high socks. With red high socks.
There's a lot going on there.
But I made it, though.
You made it better than I did.
I'll be the most famous there, too, bro, because they'll be interviewing me later. Like, so how was it fighting off the zombies? Oh, man, it was cool.
What zombies?
Man, they're like, you okay? Okay, just after the effects of the Sherm sticks from Zombie War.
But what if you like anticipated getting locked up? Like you're like, dude, I'm gonna get locked up because how fucked up I am. So I'm gonna.
So I use prison wallet. So I prison wallet about. Yeah. I prison wallet a bunch of shit.
I was thinking he had it stashed under, you know, somewhere stashed already that he couldn't be finding and shit. But no.
No, it's in his ass. He keistered it. There's like, how is he still getting high?
They're like, for 2 weeks that was walking funny.
I saw him digging through his shit.
For 2 weeks, he was walking funny, and all of a sudden, you ain't walking funny.
You're feeling real good.
You're feeling real good now. You walking
and you're back
normal.
To normal.
Hey, Warden, how you doing?
And then when I pull him aside, I got them pills. Got them pills. How big was your wallet?
He's like, I'm gonna have some anal dust next week.
How big was your wallet? Was
it a couple days?
Was it a purse?
Prison purse.
Exactly. It wasn't even a prison wallet at that point. Was it a prison satchel?
They're pulling out bricks out of him and shit.
Like, damn, hold on. This nigga had a key in his ass.
A brick of weed.
He had a key. The key of coke in his ass. At that point, that ain't a prison wallet. That's a prison suitcase.
Like, everyone's gonna hear you.
Yeah, oh, God, and then get it out.
And it ain't no. And it ain't no kaplump. It's a big ass boom. Like you hear a suitcase drop. Yeah, exactly. Man. What the fuck is that, bro? And you're telling your boy, back up, bro. I need room, bro. Back up. We need room for this, bro. Back the fuck up, bro. And all against the bars.
There will be some sprayage.
That got two Louis Vuitton Gucci satchels in there full of drugs.
Hey, Roth, can you do the grito? Oh my God, you're terrible, dude.
Terrible.
Ready,
oh, you're going to pitch your.
Let me hear yours. Let me hear yours, Josh.
Here we go.
Oh my God, Roth. No. You've just been shitted on, and he is nowhere near your percentile of ancestry.
Do I look like that kind of Mexican, first off?
Do I wear I don't give buckles. A f- bro. Okay, Roth, how much Mexican does Josh have?
The same as me.
All right, guys, so obviously we survived the zombie apocalypse. Josh would have been there already waiting for us. Fortunately, I didn't run into Tim and Roth, or they'd be on a leash, and I would have served them to the motherfucking goddamn zombies in the third stage. Definitely would have not had to use that Sherm stick and would have been a balling ass when I got to the safe house with all my drugs. But I got ransacked and got locked up, I'll tell you that much.
But you won the scenario, though.
You both did, technically. You both succeeded. It was only against zombies, so.
Now that I survived, can I go back and try to get the drugs I left at my house and bring those back?
Yep, they got your blood. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, so I'm now useless now. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
you're like useless.
I'm like a hooker after a truck driver. He's gone, bitch.
Used and abused.
Abused?
Sorry.
So that's all you went for? That's all we went for? We only went for them to take our blood?
That's it, bro. We were poor.
That was what made you important.
That one hurts, Josh.
Thanks for listening. Thank guys you. Please, guys, like, please subscribe.
We really like your comments, we like your subscriptions and your likes.
Kick the beat.
Great.
That's on point, Josh. I like that. And shout out to Fat Tim. You can eat a dick and you're a bitch. And you definitely would have died in the zombie apocalypse, because I'm pretty sure you would have brought some dumb shit with you to the show. I'm pretty f***ing sure.
I love you, Tim.
Oh, Josh is trying to be cool with you.